I'm Megan.
And I'm Dorian. And welcome back to Mega. Well, oh, it's not too good to say it. Okay, well, Megador.
Megador.
What?
We missed you.
Yeah, we really missed you, guys. I'm sorry. Please forgive us. But I just wanted to tell you guys that Megador is unavailable on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and whatever you listen to podcasts at.
Whatever podcast is what I call it.
What? That does not make any sense. But anywho, we've been gone for a little while. How long have we been gone?
It was 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
1 week was because you were sick,
right? Oh, yeah. I got, like, I think it was a virus. Yeah.
And then I was sick. Well, not really sick, but I had gallbladder surgery. So they removed my gallbladder. It was pretty traumatic. I almost died. No, I'm kidding.
No, but you're okay now, though.
I'm totally almost okay, yeah.
Yeah, so we've just been gone for a little while, and we're sorry.
Yeah, but we're back. We're back, guys. We're back.
Yeah, and you know what's also about to start soon?
What?
Fall.
Oh, yeah, fall. I knew that answer.
But then why would you not? Okay, well, anyhow.
I was afraid of being wrong.
I do that, too, sometimes. Like, I'll, like, want to.
Positive people are bootylicious. So just keep that in mind, folks.
Well, that's like the weirdest, like, positive quote I ever heard in my life.
Why, thank you, Dor.
You're welcome.
Okay, our first topic
is fall. Well, fall activities.
I like fall.
I do too. Well, it's my second favorite season.
I think if I was a cartoon character, I would live inside a pumpkin with a panda. And we would make pumpkin lattes together.
No, pumpkin spice latte tastes terrible.
And pumpkin cookies.
Pumpkin spice latte
tastes terrible. And I would feed my panda the panda cookies. What?
Pumpkin spice latte tastes terrible.
Have you had the one from McDonald's? Because it's pretty good.
No, I haven't because I don't like it.
Oh.
Have you tried the one from Starbucks?
Actually, no, I haven't.
It tastes terrible. Just in my opinion. But yeah, it tastes terrible.
So you're not a pumpkin person?
No. I do like.
But you do like the color orange. No?
Not really.
You're just not a sunshine person.
No, I just, like, I like fall, but, like, my favorite season, I just like the warmness. Like, of summer, but for fall, it starts to cool down, and I like that. I guess that's why I like it. But why do you like it?
I like wearing lots of sweaters and boots and scarves, and I just like the colors outside. It's just so pretty.
Yeah, that is true. Well, like, what activities?
And you ever drive up the mountain, and it's just like, whoa.
Yeah. Sorry for the people that
don't have mountains,
but if
you suck. I'm kidding.
No, but if you're, like, actually, like, going, like, in the mountains and you see, like, trees and everything, and it's, like, fall colors, it's so pretty.
And it's real wood trees.
Oh, my gosh.
You should tell them that story.
Yeah, so basically, one time, we were driving, and I was like, oh, there's a wooden park over here. And Mom and Tyson and Megan.
And me. I was there.
Yeah, she was there. And they started laughing. And they were like, I was like, what? And they're like, you just said wooden park. I was like, yeah, because it's made out of wood.
Real wooden
park. And I think I'm still right about that. Like, isn't there such thing? Wooden parks?
Yes. It was just the way you emphasized on how the park was made out of real wood.
I mean, it is.
It was pretty funny.
It's a wooden park.
It was wooden park. But not just any kind of wooden park.
It's real
it
wood.
It was real wood.
It's a real wooden park. But
you can't put no ponzoil on it, okay? It's real.
Real wood.
I'm kidding.
Now, my favorite fall activities, I think, is like, have you ever done apple picking? Just like you're picking up apples and
I
stuff.
I have not.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you should try it.
I'm going to try it. I'm also going to try... I want to go, like, on, like, a little hayride or something.
Hayrides are really fun.
I haven't done that either. I'm just, like, anti-fall activities, even though it's my favorite season.
Really? Do you like candy corn?
I do love candy
I
corn.
I hate candy corn.
And candy apples.
I hate candy apples and candy corn.
What is wrong with
you? I really don't like it, like, with apple. Are you talking about the apples with the, like, the caramel?
Yeah, those are good.
No,
but
I hate
the red
that.
Ones, too, like the red candy.
I really hate that. Kettle corn?
It's fun. Oh, my God. Kettle corn is the best.
I like kettle corn, but I like butter pork one better.
No.
See, I'm more of a summer person.
You really are.
But I do like fall.
And yet
fall.
We're friends.
Yeah. We make well, I mean, you're kind of, we're forced to.
I mean, we're kind of forced to be friends.
I mean, you're my aunt, though.
Because so we're like, family.
Yeah. Okay. But drive-in movies, I feel like that's more of a summer activities, but I mean, it can also be a fall activity.
Yeah, because you get to have lots of blankets. Yeah. And
it's like nice and cool. It's not like too hot or sticky.
The only thing bad about it is it rains a lot and you just never know when it's just going to start raining.
That's, well, I feel like that's more spring though. Because
it rains a lot when
that's
school
true.
First
that's
starts.
True.
A lot.
What about, do you like apple pie and apple
I do like apple pie. Apple cider is not really my thing.
I'm just not a big apple fan.
You aren't a fan of anything.
I know. Speaking of Apple, have you heard of their new iPhone? It's called iPhone 11.
Huh, no, I have not.
An iPhone 11, iPhone 11 Pro, iPhone 11 Pro Max. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Like, I can't even keep up
and
anymore.
And yet, which one do you want?
None, actually. I mean, I kind of like how the cameras, though, are, like, ultra-wide and wide and just regular. Yeah. But it looks... Like, I don't like how it looks. You seen what it looks like?
No. Is it big?
Let me show you what it looks like.
Does it look like a flat screen TV?
No. It's like a regular, it's like the regular iPhone, kind of like the iPhone XR for iPhone 11 only.
Really?
But it's like the camera is like a square.
Oh, that's
and I
cool.
don't like it. It looks really weird.
Maybe it's
See,
square
look.
So that you can like pick up more.
That's iPhone 11. Doesn't, huh. you don't like, dude, I don't like it.
It's
I don't
got
like the look
two
of it.
Circles inside the square. Three circles?
I mean, it basically looks like the iPhone 10 thing.
It looks like it's looking at me, and it's kind of freaking me out.
It's like, I don't like how it looks, and it's been like a big controversy.
I know why it's too.
About why it's like
It's because the government wants to watch you.
Oh my gosh. People actually believe that. You know that?
I know.
Like cameras and all that stuff.
Like Dale from King of the Hill.
Oh gosh.
And Hyde.
Let's not get started with that.
The 70s show.
What about, it kind of looks like Spider-Eye, kind of, doesn't it?
It does. I was thinking the same thing. I didn't say it, but I was thinking it.
Yeah, like, it kind of it looks really weird. But
like,
people are still upset.
The government's like, you can't see me,
but
I
can
see
you.
Creepy.
That's really disturbing. But people, I don't believe that's true. But, I mean, hey, you might believe it's true, don't you?
I could. I wouldn't rule out anything, really.
Okay. Well, have you also heard about the new Samsung phone? It's called, like, Galaxy 10 Note.
Galaxy 10 Note?
Oh. Yeah, it's called a Galaxy 10 Note. And basically, I don't like the look of it either.
Does it have a bunch of eyes?
No, actually. Well, it doesn't have a bunch of eyes, but it isn't, like... It doesn't look good. Like, it looks like... it's like the camera is right in the middle. So, like, you're basically...
It's in the middle?
Yeah.
Where your finger goes?
No, like, the front of it.
Oh, and the front?
Yeah.
That's
and then
weird.
It's, like, really, like, edgy, which, I mean, it is called, like, Note, and they're...
I'm happy with my phone.
See, doesn't it look weird? And then, you know how, like...
Oh, yeah.
People are upset that they don't have, like, they always had, a headphone jack to it.
I like that one. That's pretty...
I was like, yeah, I do like the color of it, though, too.
Huh, very interesting.
Next topic.
Yes. Friday the 13th.
Have
we passed
heard of it.
It.
Well, we didn't pass it.
We passed it. Wait. Yeah, it was yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Yeah. I thought you meaning the... Because there is a big event that happened.
The moon.
The moon.
And I missed it because I totally forgot. And you told me about it. You were like, hey, big moon. I'm like, oh, cool.
Yeah, I saw it on Instagram and it was like, oh, this is supposed to be a harvest moon.
You should have took a picture
but
of it.
But the reason why, I was trying to, but it was kind of hard.
Too far.
No, it picked up, but like the clouds kept going by it too. Oh. So it was like.
Clouds.
But like, basically, the thing that is like surprising is it's not so supposed to come back out until 2049. Is that right? I want to say
49.
And it's being Friday the 13th
and the
full
moon. Right.
So, I mean, yeah. I mean, it looked pretty cool, though. It did look like a fall kind of moon. Like, yeah. Have you seen the red, the blood moon?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
It's pretty.
It's really
pretty.
I mean,
pretty. Not like outside, but I saw pictures of it.
Yeah,
it's really
Have you seen the solar eclipse?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That was really cool. Wait, did y'all get, like, much of it covered?
I saw it. I had these glasses so I could see.
We were down in Tennessee, and it got, like, cool, and the temperature just started to drop, and it felt like it was nighttime.
Mine, where I was located, it wasn't a full eclipse, though. It was like, a very... But it was almost, it was pretty close.
It was pretty cool. Like, yeah, it was awesome. But anyhow, you know what's also weird? I don't know about you guys, but have you felt like this month of, well, not this month, but last month, August, was the longest freaking month ever? I felt like it was like 2 years.
It did last a long time. I thought you were going to say, have you noticed that, like, you know how it we sink into fall and then the days get longer and the nights get longer?
Like, no, it felt really, I felt like we were, like, in two months.
Yeah, it did.
Like, people were like, we were actually taking a test in Spanish class and was like, what did you do over the month? I'm like, I don't honestly know what I did in this month because it was so long. And then the teacher was like, you know what, you can skip that question because I understand. But. Yeah. It felt so long. I don't know if it's because of school started, which some of you guys, y'all just started school because of after Labor Day weekend.
That's true. It could have been because of school. But I'm not in school.
It felt long,
and
too.
It felt long for me,
and then
too.
I feel like this past week was long, too.
Yeah.
What's up with the longest?
I know. The longness.
But I don't like it. It feels really weird. I mean, you know, like, when you're saying, like, oh, when you're having fun, time goes by.
True.
Well, even when I was having fun over time, it was going so slow. I was like, what the heck?
Yeah. Didn't you go tubing in August?
Yeah.
And you saw a bunch of movies in August?
Yeah.
And you went to school in August?
That's not fun.
That's like, I know, but that was a lot of events.
We started the podcast over this.
Oh, my goodness. That feels forever ago.
I know. I was about to say, I thought that was in July.
I felt like, yeah, I thought so, too. That's funny.
Oh, wow. That's weird.
Wow, that is
And weird. We also had that stalker that happened over this.
Stalker August. That's what they should call it.
That was really, yeah. I just felt like that was the longest month.
Oh, and then you saw Knuckles and,
Oh, yeah.
What's his name?
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic.
So, yeah, we were getting gas, and we just came, like, back from swimming and from the lake. And guess what? Well, I mean, you already know, but, like... We saw
what happened? Do tell.
We saw Sonic the Hedgehog and Knuckles. And I mean, I don't judge people. I try not to.
You judge.
But I was judging.
You were judging.
I was totally judging. I was like, what the heck?
And it was a costume.
Yeah, but they looked like children. Children.
Like, how old were they? They were like adults.
I don't know. I don't know their life.
I don't know their life.
They're not my life.
I thought they were like adults, weren't they?
They look like children. Oh. I mean, there's people that are smaller, but
their heads were huge.
I mean, I'm 6'1", so I mean, everybody feels small to me, but they look small.
Gotta rub it in that you're all tall and lean.
But no, didn't they look small?
They look like teenagers to me, but I don't know.
Tyson, did they look small?
They were pumping gas.
I saw their faces. They were kids.
See, yeah. It looked like kids.
It was pretty
they
random.
Were kids.
And I love random moments in life.
I feel like I'm always having the random moments in life, though. Like, I'm always, like, it's never anything normal.
Like those ducks, all those swarm of ducks.
Oh, yeah, had. And so we got Pringles and we brought it to the lake.
I would just wanted to feed one little ducky. And then,
yeah, I came back from the bathroom.
He had to go and tell all his friends that he got Pringles, rub it in. And they all swarmed me. It was so funny.
It was, I wish I could show you the pictures,
and
guys,
then they were following you. Yeah, we got videos and pictures of
it. And then that kid started chasing it. It was really weird.
Oh, he was 2.
But, yeah, I know. That's true.
He kept trying to chase the ducks. It was funny.
Also, remember when the girls got, like, I think they snuck in.
Oh, these 2 girls that were there, the park rangers came and they were talking to them for like a long time though. Like, it wasn't like just a few minutes, like it was a long time. And then eventually they finally all got up and made the girls leave.
Mm-hmm.
You think they snuck in? I think they snuck in alcohol because they had these 2 giant like plastic cups with the straws in it.
Mm-hmm.
I think they had alcohol and someone said something.
Yeah. But I felt like this conversation was really long.
Wow.
Right. Savage.
That was savage.
No, kidding. No, you know what next topic we should talk about?
Living forever.
No. Have you noticed that people like have their like hair green neon? Like just straight out green neon?
Have you seen the glow in the dark?
They look weird.
I like it.
Well, of course you like it.
Because it's weird.
You like glowing the stuff, though.
I do like glow stuff.
You had, like, an owl that, like, glowed in the dark.
I had my walls were glow in the dark.
Like, you have a painting in your room glows in the dark. Like,
that's so true.
But, what I was going to say.
But if I was to dye my hair.
Yeah, what would you dye it?
Well, I like that teal green and blue color.
Teal green.
It's so pretty.
You would dye your hair teal green?
Oh, I love it. And I like pink. I love purples. I just like the multicolor. Oh, I like the gray.
You know, I honestly wouldn't change my hair. I think my hair is perfect.
I don't think you should change your hair either.
No, seriously, in all honestness, I like my hair. It's got a mixture of, like, different colors to it, too.
Wow, you should dye your hair blue.
Yeah.
Like a
imagine me
blue.
With blue hair.
Like a Smurf blue.
Whoa. You
and
see
your
that
beard.
Guy? Wait, no, wait. You see that guy?
It's a picture of this dude with blue hair and a blue beard.
That is weird.
That's pretty interesting.
Oh, what the heck is wrong? He looks like he's in an anime or something.
Oh, yeah, anime. That's what it reminds me of. Okay, that was strange.
I'm sorry, guys. We just heard some...
We just heard some, like, weird kid screaming outside.
It was, yeah, I'm sorry. Y'all probably didn't hear that. Well, hopefully not. That sounded really weird. But,
yeah.
Anyhow.
Ooh, that's pretty.
Oh, yeah, that looks weird. I like that stuff. One. That one looks cool.
But, you know, even, like, if I had my own place and stuff, I would, like, decorate it with lots of multicolor stuff. Because I just like the... Like,
whoa.
I like that brightness feel, you know?
Well, once I start to get my place, I think I'm gonna have it black. I like black.
All black?
I like black. Not all black.
Like, curtains black, rug black.
Everything black.
A couch black. My soul black.
No. I like the color black and red and blue.
I do like black.
Yeah.
Plus, you can match anything with it.
Yeah. You know what we also should talk about? Just mentioning that. Well, it doesn't have nothing to do with it, but I was talking about slangs. Do you have any more? I just found it interesting about slangs, because, like, slangs, what does it even mean? Like, like, what does a slang mean?
I have no idea what the word slang is. I just know it
means slang.
It represents,
like, I know, like, it means something.
I actually haven't looked up any more slang words.
It means basically a short language, right?
Short
that's what it says on
language.
Yeah.
That's what slang means.
That's what our executive producer says.
Executive producer.
She's like our only person like that does. I don't know why it says executive producer, but anyway.
Okay, here's one that's as a slang. You read it.
Has me dead.
Has me dead, guys. Has me dead.
Something that has you inside and stress you out. Oh, that's a lot. I can
like
say
homework,
like...
homework has you dead.
No, not that.
That
I'll be like,
out?
No, you know what
about
stressed
about the person
me
on the bus?
Oh, my gosh.
We're not going to talk about that.
I think we should, but
no.
No,
we're not.
It was just really weird. It was funny, though.
What has me dead lately? Oh, I know. Not having a gallbladder. Has me dead.
You sound like a what's face from Friends. So you remember the one guy like, oh my gosh, Chandler. Remember her?
Yeah.
That's what you sounded like.
I liked her.
Oh, she was annoying. She had me dead.
What was her name? Janice.
That's her name. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what's the next one? The next one is that's that on that.
That's that on that.
That's like, try to say that 10 times.
That's that on that.
Most of the time, use at the end of a person's argument. Peaches. I got an itchy...
What? Where were you going
well,
with that?
We're not going to say that. But that's that. That was a good example.
Oh my god. That was funny.
Well, let's see what the next slang is.
My cheeks hurt. That's that on that.
Womble. Womble.
Womble.
Womble.
What does that mean?
That sounds like a little cartoon. Womble.
It sounds like someone being like...
It means an idiot, dull, or fool. Oh.
He's a womble.
Oh, I know a lot of people. That sounds like a little pre-care. Like a kindergarten kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
That kid is a womble. Remember when we tried to make our own slang terms? But we actually figured out that actually meant something bad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did.
We would tell you guys, but it's actually really bad.
Yeah, it's bad. We made up a word, and I was like, wouldn't it be funny if it meant something, and I Googled it, and it did.
It did. And then we made another one, and then it was bad, too. So we're
right. And we made up another word, and that also meant something bad. I was like,
so now we're just not going to make, we're just, yep, we're not going to have a slang.
I think it's safer to just not.
We're okay not to have a slang.
Yeah, we're okay.
What's another one?
I guess the wobble.
Let's see what my name means. Have you ever, looked up your name?
Yes.
Really? What does your name mean?
Well, in Greek, my name means pearl.
Pearl? Really?
Pearl.
My name...
Not like Mr. Krabs.
Okay,
pearl.
I was gonna say, well, that was making me think of that. Well, have you... You know what my name means?
What?
It means an instant charmer, good-looking, trustworthy, and charismatic... competitive nature, but still a humble guy. Loves to be happy and sees you happy. Loves a good time, playful, loyal, and knows how to take things up a notch. This could be a good or bad thing, depending on where you can stand with him. So never cross him. That sounds just like me.
It is exactly you. That's really...
That sounds weird. Oh, the Greek name, though, and the origin... And of the Dorians... The guy can bring war at a Spartan's level, so beware. A lover first, a helper next, a true go-getter.
Wow.
A gift and a blessing in anyone's life. Dorians are amazing. Oh! According to Urban Legend. Not...
It is an Urban Legend.
Urban Dictionary, sorry.
Oh, let's look at my name. Let's look at my name.
If it's going to be a bad meaning, I'm going to laugh.
Okay. Megan means it's Megan, not with the H and not with the extra A. She hates when people spells their name wrong. Oh my god, I do. That's so funny. Megan means pearl, which I just told you, or a child of light. And that's why I'm so childlike, guys.
That makes perfect sense.
It does, doesn't it? And Megan is a good friend to all who take the time to get to know her. She is very creative. Megan is never shy. She's never shy.
That part.
And loves doing things with all her friends and family.
That is true.
But most Megans also have a dark side and many secrets.
Oh, gosh.
She will give you really good advice because she's not been through a lot. That is so weird.
That's really weird.
Because she's been through a lot, that's why she gives good advice. Once a Megan trusts you, do not betray that trust because she isn't going to wait for karma to get you. She'll get you herself.
Oh.
That's terrible and so true. She isn't scared of anybody, and the only thing she fears is losing somebody she loves. Most Megans are born during the winter or spring. I was born in the fall, though. I'm special.
Wait, you were born in the fall?
I was born in the fall.
No wonder that's your favorite season.
Yeah, I was born in September. Megans can be really stubborn at times.
Oh.
And they know how to get what they want.
Oh.
Usually, Megans are beautiful inside and out, but they don't know it or can't see it, which is kind of like me. They tend to look down on themselves a lot. Oh, that's so me. It's not a good quality, but at least most Megans are not stuck up. In a relationship... Wait, should I just keep going? In a relationship, a Megan will do whatever it takes to keep her mate happy and take care of them. She prefers a long-term relationship over a short-term and doesn't like to waste her time. Megans are incredible lovers. I'm sorry, that's funny. If you're lucky enough to know a Megan, hold on to her. Cherish her. Love her. I made that part up.
Oh.
She is very special and deserves the best, so treat her right. Is that Megan? I love Megan.
Wow, that sounds just kind of like
was,
you.
That was just like me.
That was a good term for you. We have a new thing.
We do?
Yeah, we do. It's called Mega Hot Session. Do you know what that is?
I feel like I should since it has the word mega in it.
Maybe did I not tell you about it?
I think you did, but I forgot.
Oh, well, basically what we're going to try to do is we're going to be talking about movies, shows, celebrity news, and they were going to talk about like things that are trending, kind of like books start trending or things that are new.
Yeah.
Just to keep people updated.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good idea, right?
A very good idea.
Yeah. Well, so like technology wise, like right now the biggest thing that's like up to date is iPhone 11, and people are saying like, "Oh, it looks cool." And then others are like making fun of it because of the camera, which I don't know. I just feel like sometimes things are overpricey.
Yeah. I don't get too hung up on the new stuff.
Yeah, I like new stuff, but I just like sometimes I feel like it's overpricey type of stuff.
Yeah, it's true.
For something that's like overrated. AirPods. But I mean, don't go by our opinion.
Yes. But, yeah. I mean, technically we're about 90% correct. But,
yeah, but.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
No, all but right. I mean, yeah.
So let's go to our next topic.
Oh, wait. You want to hear another thing?
Oh, sure.
So, remember how Old Town Road was number one for a while?
Oh, God.
Well, guess what?
What now?
Guess what the new song is.
What?
It was Bad Guy, but now it's Truth Hurts by Lizzo.
Oh, I don't like her. Oh. I mean, she's talented, but I just don't like her style and her music.
I honestly don't.
I've never heard that song, though.
I haven't heard that song, but I think I know. I mean, obviously, is a popular if it's number one.
Yeah.
And I can't believe finally Old Town Road is out of number one. I feel like that's been number one for like 2 years already.
I feel like that was just a terrible.
I like the song.
Mistake.
But didn't it like come out like 2018?
Hardcore.
18. What did it say? 2018.
I don't know. Executive producer. I didn't pay attention.
Did it come out 2018? I think it came out in 2019. Did it?
Yeah.
Like early, probably 2019.
It's just been like on the map for a long time. Next topic.
So we're gonna talk about celebrity news.
Wah wah wah.
She doesn't really like celebrity news. I find it fascinating sometimes. Sometimes I think it's stupid. But so recently. There's news that Adele is divorcing her husband after 2 years of marriage. Wow, that's... I mean, I already kind of saw that coming, though, didn't you?
At least she lasted 2 years and not, like, 6 months.
That's true. But I kind of, like, suspected that could happen, but, I mean, who cares?
No, you were mean.
Well, I mean, not who cares that she's getting divorced or anything, but I mean, like...
Yeah, you're sorry.
Yeah. But also, have you heard about the Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello news?
Yeah.
You have it, have you?
I have.
Oh, okay. You sounded like you didn't really, like... So, it was like...
Well, they did that song together, so we kind of saw that coming.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, they actually did a video of them making out.
Yeah.
And it was super weird. Have you seen it?
No, but they made a funny video to make fun of people who were making fun of them because of the way they kiss. And yeah. I thought that was okay.
Well, like, this is what they said. They said that we just want to show you how we really kiss. And I think apparently it's a big controversy because people think that Shawn Mendes is gay.
I don't see it, but...
I honestly don't care about that part, but I do think that it is messed up that... Because apparently people also think that they're trying to get this song number one. So that's why they keep doing it. So that's why I think it's, like, really, like...
Okay, sorry. Side note. Earlier, Dorian spilled... Sprite all over the place. Like, it exploded.
Oh.
And it got all over the TV. And I just now looked at it. It looks like someone licked it and, like, like, that's all their fingerprints on it. It looks so gross.
It looks like, you know, when your kid, like, your mom's like, don't touch the window.
On the
and
car.
Then you still
yeah,
do
you
it.
Still do it. Yeah, this is what it looks like.
But
sorry.
Anyway.
Okay, back to what you were saying.
And then. it really does. I'm sorry. But yeah, also, have you seen. Do you like Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah.
Have you seen the video with him and Jennifer Lopez?
No.
Doing a dance, like, history of dance?
Oh, no.
It's really funny. And
I'll have to check it out.
She did the whip and nae nae and everything.
Oh, wow.
It was really funny. You gotta watch it. Mm. But yeah.
Yeah, I'll check that out.
But other than that, how are you feeling right now?
Not too bad. We just had tacos.
Yeah,
so...
we just had tacos. We took a little
taco break. Taco break.
Oh, and also, guess what we did? We also took a toothpaste and owl sauce break. Well, yeah, not me.
Dorian.
I did. So me and my executive producer, we did like a, you know the thing where you go like 1, 2, 3 and you had to say the same number? What are the odds? Yeah.
Mm.
Well, basically I lost. And so I had to get toothpaste and mild sauce together and swallowed
both. I was gagging. It was so gross.
My eyes actually started to water because it was like starting to like mess with my throat. I was like, oh, wow.
But was that okay? So before, was it after? After that, I think it was after that, we accidentally spilled soda on his Nintendo Switch and we all were freaking out. And then Dorian jumped up really fast to get a towel and he fell. And then while he was wiping it, his mom was like, there's bleach on it.
And so we started screaming, and I was like, I had that all over me.
It was literally the funniest thing ever.
Oh, my God. It was terrifying, though.
Oh, man.
Imagine a bleached towel.
I think I busted a stitch. I was laughing so hard.
Speaking of which, yeah. Have you heard... well, never mind.
No, you can't just say that. You have to go on.
Never mind.
I bet I can guess.
What?
It has something to do with... pickles!
No.
Okay.
It has to do something with belly buttons.
Belly buttons! Okay, so yeah. My gallbladder surgery that I had last week. The doctor, like, I don't know if she had to get the gallbladder, like, out of my belly button. I don't know what the deal was. I know that I wake up, and like a few days later, I'm feeling a little bit better. And I look down, and my belly button is like all stitched up and looks really weird, and... basically, I have no belly button because it's, like, practically closed up.
I honestly didn't know that can actually be a thing. I thought that was, like, a myth.
I looked online. There's a whole bunch of people who had gallbladder surgery who had, like, no belly button now.
Well, I also thought, like, that couldn't happen. But, I mean, who knows? I mean, I can get my eyeball.
I was devastated. It was the prettiest belly button ever.
I feel like people listening to the podcast right now are like, these people are stupid.
Well, they don't have belly buttons. They don't know.
No, they probably do have belly buttons.
Oh, wait. I mean, they have belly buttons, so what do they know?
I was about to say, wait a second. You know when you get, like, the catchphrase mixed up?
Yeah.
Well, last time I told my brother, I was like, he was like, blah, 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 blah. I was like, well, guess what, Tyson? Potato, potato. Wait,
What?
Potato, tomato.
Potato, tomato.
And then I realized, I was like, wait, I mean potato, soup. Potato.
That's pretty funny.
Have you ever got like a... wait, so you got a catchphrase mixed up one time, right?
I have, but I can't think of an example, but I know I have.
I've done it a million times. I'm like, you can't kill a bird with three stones, can you?
I like
potato.
And then people are like,
what? What do you mean? You can't...
you can't kill a bird with three stones?
That's
my
like,
favorite one.
He's like, just, what do you mean? I'm like, you know, you, the catchphrase, you can't kill a bird with three stones. And they're like, no.
No.
Have you heard that stop milking the dead cow?
No.
It's a Texas thing. I have a friend from Texas.
Stop
milking that dead cow. I'm like, what do you mean by that? And he's like, you know.
No.
It's barely a Texas thing. All so you strange. Texas listeners.
What does that mean?
I already know what it means.
What's
now.
It mean?
It basically, like, if something, like, dead, but you keep, like, milking it, like, why would you do that?
Like a cat?
Like Old Town Road.
Ugh, it's dead, guys. Let's just
But so why would you still be talking about it?
Exactly.
Right? So stop milking the dead cow.
Or don't cry over spilt milk.
Or don't cry over a dead cat.
A dead cat? Yeah. I'm gonna cry for a cat.
Wait, is that a depression?
And
no,
a
right?
panda.
What? Okay, what's the, like the weirdest expression you ever heard of?
I can't think of one. Really? But I know there are weird ones out there.
I heard a million weird ones. Like, there's one, I think, that's like... what does it go?
I like yours better. Yours is funny.
Potato, potato... wait, potato, tomato.
Potato, tomato.
They're like, no, it's potato, potato, or
I kill lots
tomato.
Of birds with stones.
Do you say envelope or envelope?
Envelope.
I say wait.
Wait, let me say it
envelope
like in a sentence.
Envelope.
I have a postage for my envelope.
You had a postage?
Postage.
I thought you said hostage.
I have a hostage for my envelope.
I was like, what?
Now give me all your stamps.
No, I say envelope. Like,
I don't know how, but this has just got really silly. I think it's the tacos. No more taco night.
I think it was a toothpaste that got me.
That was so gross. I really wanted to gag really hard.
I don't know if y'all guys can see. I mean, it was like the best thing ever.
Well,
I'm kidding.
Glad you enjoyed it.
My throat now feels like a sour,
minty
thing. Like, I can't even describe
it. Don't
I can still milk the dead cat. Wait, no.
I can still milk the toothpaste.
Do cats produce milk?
For their babies, like, yeah.
Female
They're
cats,
mammals.
Right?
Mammals have milk.
Do female dogs do it?
But birds don't, so I guess birds aren't mammals.
Wait, don't all animals do it, though?
Birds don't have milk.
I don't know. That's the next topic we should talk about. Like,
on our next topic, what animal has milk?
Anywho, we're going to talk.
Anyway, we're going to wrap this up.
Because right now my throat is like really minty.
And we're just so silly. We don't know what we might say next.
Yeah, and we might be playing a game soon, right?
A game?
Yeah.
We'll be having a cooking segment soon.
Oh, yeah. We're going to do.
We're super excited. We don't know what we're going to cook
yet. Mega door, mega, 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 mega.
We're going to have a mega bake.
We're going to be a mega hot.
A mega cookout. No, that doesn't work.
Mega hot. Ow.
Okay.
No, we're terrible at cooking. Well, you're good at baked goods.
I'm good at cooking. I'm good at cooking and baking. But you're such a hater. You are a womble.
I'm a womble. No, what we're going to do is like get some recipes from Tasty.
Yeah.
And we're going to be cooking, but we're going to be talking to you guys, obviously. Because y'all can't see us, but we're obviously, when we cook, like, it's the weirdest thing we ever, like, we do the weirdest thing. Like,
okay.
I don't know.
Anywho,
but we're gonna wrap it up and we're gonna say bye.
Bye.
Also,
adios.
Right before.
Au revoir.
Let me get that sentence.
Okay.
Right before we leave, when we were off break for a while, there was a hurricane that happened, and we just want to say that we're sorry to hear anybody that went through that.
And our prayers go out to you guys. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Especially for the people in the Caribbean and in South Carolina, because they've been hit really hard.
We love you.
We love you guys. Sorry that we were gone for so long.
But we're back now. So booyah.
Watch us be gone again.
Well, I know, right? Next month. So. Anyway, okay.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.